The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1983, Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off on the 8th shuttle mission.
We have engine start, 2, 1, 0. We have ignition, and we have liftoff. Liftoff, 32 minutes after the hour, and the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll. Houston confirms good roll program. Standing by for main engine throttle out of control structure. Loads on Challenger during max Q, the period of maximum internet pressure.
Carrying the first African-American astronaut into orbit. Along with carrying out a satellite deployment mission paid for by the government of India, the Challenger crew tested the shuttle's performance in conditions of extreme cold with limited exposure to sunlight. And 1 year later...
We have main engine start. 3, 2, 1. We have SRB ignition and we have liftoff. Liftoff of mission 41D, the first flight of the orbiter Discovery, and the shuttle has cleared the tower.
It was the maiden flight for Discovery, the third shuttle in the fleet, with three communications satellites to launch. A large solar panel was unfolded from Discovery's cargo bay, already testing power technology for a future space station that the shuttle would help to build. Born on this day in 1931, Apollo 13 astronaut Jack Swigert. And in 1956, Frank Conniff, or as he's known to Mystery Science Theater 3000 fans, TV's Frank.
Oh, look sharp, you goons. It's the Dark Overlord.
Hi, welcome to Deep 13. Would you like to try our smooth, creamy thruster buster?
Where's Dr. Earhart and Dr. Forrester?
Well, I'm Frank, new here. As for Dr. Forrester, he stepped out for a moment. As for Dr. Earhart, he's missing.
Oh.
But as far as you space monkeys are concerned, I'm the new marshal in town. That's right, I'm the god. I'm the god! May I take your order, please?
Born today in 1977, Eldon Henson, Foggy Nelson from Marvel's Daredevil series on Netflix, and in 1992, Iron Fist's Jessica Henwick. Horror director Wes Craven, creator of the A Nightmare on Elm Street series, died on this day in 2015. Two Doctor Who anniversaries on this date. In 1975, the shape-shifting Zygons appeared in the season premiere of Doctor Who's 13th year on the BBC.
Doctor, do you mind telling us exactly what you're doing?
A little experiment in orthodontology, Mr. Huckle.
Orthodontology?
Teeth. The scientific study of teeth. It's a cast of a tooth, wouldn't you say?
Doctor, you can't be serious.
Teeth are very serious things, Mr. Huckle.
Look, let's get this straight. Are you trying to tell me those rigs were chewed up by a set of giant molars?
Yes. A set of giant molars that can chew through solid steel as easily as paper.
Are you suggesting that we're dealing with some kind of sea monster?
Yes. A monster of frightening size and power.
This one they call Doctor is a threat to us. Already he has found.
Though they ignited the imaginations of Doctor Who fans, writers, and comic artists, the Zygons didn't reappear on television until the show's 50th anniversary special in 2013. And in 1980, the first episode of Tom Baker's final season as the Doctor.
Hello, how do you do? Who are you?
Stop!
I've got something very special.
Stop! Who are you?
Who am I? Ask him.
The Earth scientist, Hardin. You're expecting him, Madam Chairman.
But this isn't Hardin.
No, but it's a very understandable mistake.
How did you get here? All our visitors have identification.
Well, we must have missed the usual channels. as usual.
They were taking notes at the lecture, Madam Chairman.
The new theme music, the first major revision to the Doctor Who theme since 1963, was just one of the many changes instituted by the series' new showrunner, John Nathan Turner, who wanted to bring a new look and feel to Doctor Who in the wake of TV and movie science fiction becoming more expensive looking. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.